Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by what? Just say your name and your title with the show.
Sure. My name is Serge Seiden, and I'm the managing director of Mosaic Theater and the director of this production.
And it's called Birds of North America. It'll be running now through November 21st. Thanks for joining us. Why don't you just start off by telling us, you know, our listeners, what it's about. You know, all the imagery shows, you know, characters with binoculars looking up at the sky. It's called Birds of North America, so I assume there's some bird watching going on, but there's more to it than just that, right?
That's right. This is a father and daughter story that takes place over nine autumns and shows the way in which relationships evolve over time, the ups and downs of a family, the love and the longing to communicate when father and daughter don't always see eye to eye.
Gotcha. And explain, so that's sort of the father-daughter stuff. On the surface level, what is going on with the bird watching?
Well, the playwright has created a really wonderful conceit in the play in which the one of the things that this father and daughter share is a love for birding. And that is actually the correct name for this activity, birding. A lot of people call it bird watching, but if you're in the birding community, you'll be corrected.
And they'll know you're an outsider if you use the phrase bird watching like I just did.
That's right. And that actually happens in the play too, which is kind of fun. But
oh,
we took the cast out. There's an incredible website called Birding Pals. And before the play started, I went on this website and found kind of like a pen pal, but like a birding pal, someone who will take you out and sort of teach you the ropes. And we got the cast and the stage management crew and the designers, and I went out with a birding pal to the botanical gardens here in DC, and we had an amazing time learning about birding, and that really inspired the cast. And there are nine birds that get observed during the play, and we learned all about their calls, what they look like, how to identify them, their migratory patterns. There was a lot. That was the really fun part of the research, getting ready for this play.
Cool. And then as far as some of the family stuff you mentioned earlier, you know, it's like anything, you know, birding or if you're going fishing or hunting or whatever, just spending that quality time between a father and a daughter, you're bound to bond and, you know, share family stories and life lessons and all that stuff. So what are some of the, you know, maybe some of the life lessons or topics that the father and daughter, you know, tackle here?
Well, the one that is the most maybe pertinent to the moment is when political concerns come up between family members and when politics might be different or are unclear, you know, where people fall in the left to right leaning political spectrum. And in this case, that's an issue, and it's a serious one for them. This play takes place between 2012 and the present and a little bit into the future. So you can imagine what some of the conversations are like when politics have become so polarized.
Gotcha. And I know underlying it all, obviously birds and nature. And so underlying it all is a urgent warning against climate change, right?
Yeah. I mean, the wonderful thing that Anna, the playwright, has done is to bring this feeling that we all share of grief over what's happening with the planet and the climate, and brings it into the conversation in a natural way. It's not didactic or preachy in any way. It's really just trying to surface some of these feelings that we all share when we go outside. And here it is, almost November. And, you know, we've had a lot of warm days. And what does that mean? What is our future going to be like? And some of the ways in which different generations are approaching this and how we feel about it. That also gets surfaced in the play. And it's, I think that's really important. I think our climate is impacting all of us, and we need to start talking about it more in a way, in a more personal way, not as some sort of abstract political thing, but personally. And I think until we start surfacing it personally and start talking about it, how it's impacting us, it's probably going to stay abstract and political.
Such a great point, because for so many years, you know, you'd say the word global warming or now climate change, and people would instantly either bristle or lean into it, and you know, it became a political football. But really, like, it's great that you're exactly right. We need to talk about it in a personal way. Like, how is it affecting you when you go out for a walk? How's it affecting your family birding? You know, it's you got to personalize these things for sure. Dish on the actors really quick, because I know you know, it's these two main characters here, but you know, and they have to cover like what, a span of 9 years or something in 90 minutes. So talk about how sort of that, you know, that's a challenge of a performance there.
It's so true. And I'm so lucky to have two wonderful pros, people that I've worked with for many years, great artists. Regina Aquino is not only a wonderful artist, actor, she's also an activist in her community, her Filipino community. And in the artistic community in general. And she and I think, are wonderful collaborators. She has taught me so much. And I appreciate everything that she brings to the process, beyond just the artistic work. But what you were saying about, spanning years, that's one of the fun parts for actors, you know. For example, the beginning of the play, Regina's character is 29, and then at the end of the play, she's probably in her 40s. So we really had to work on, you know, adjusting her costumes, her voice, her mannerisms, all of, you know, her professional life changes over the course of that time. And you will be amazed as you watch her transform over the course of the play. Same thing for David Brian Jackson, the wonderful actor playing her father. This is... it's a difficult play because he ages from, you know, just about retirement age. And a lot happens to him and his family over that course of the time. I don't want to give the play away, but you can see his struggles as well. And it's wonderful to watch.
Awesome. Awesome. And then, so you mentioned sort of the costume and, you know, makeup and wardrobe and kind of stuff, helping them age over the 9 years. What about the rest of sort of the visual, like scenic designer Alexa Ross, you know, talk about sort of the backdrop of, you know, these nine different seasons of fall, like the fall leaves. Looks like there's like a, you know, from the photos at least, like a sort of like a either a rural or suburban, you know, fence line behind them, picnic table, that kind of thing. Well, I can't use the soundbite if I say it. So why don't you describe what it looks like?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was really fun working with Alexa on the set. We came up with this idea of a sort of non-realistic background, which if you look closely at it, you'll see that it's actually a very high resolution photo of a bird's wing in the colors of the fall. And it's a huge blow up that's on the floor and then stretches all the way up along the back wall. And then in front of that beautiful backdrop, there is the fence. This image of a kind of suburban, but it's slightly larger than life, slightly non-realistic version of a picket fence. And it sort of has the feeling of a bird's span of wings when you look at it from a distance. Those choices were made because the play it's realistic, absolutely realistic, but there are beautiful magic realism moments in the play, which we wanted to support with the set design.
Oh yeah. Love me some magical realism. It's like one of my favorite genres. All right, cool. Well, we talked about the backdrop, the actors, the themes. Why don't we just sort of end with, you know, big picture. It's got to be exciting that, I mean, I believe this is Mosaic's first show, you know, return to live theater after what, an 18 month hiatus with the pandemic. Is this the first one back?
Yeah. Last night was the very first performance that Mosaic's had since early March, 2020. And I do want to mention that the Atlas Performing Arts Center, where we're producing the play, is really doing a great job welcoming audiences back safely. They have a new state-of-the-art air filtration and circulation system. There's proof of vaccination to enter the building, and masks are required throughout the performance. I think what I was experiencing last night was watching people come in was a huge sense of relief when we announced like it was the first performance. There was a huge round of applause from everyone. I think people feel ready to come back, and they appreciate the safety precautions that have been put in place.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Again, it's called Birds of North America, presented by Mosaic Theater. It'll, as you mentioned, it's going to be at the Atlas Performing Arts Center over on the bustling 8th Street corridor in Northeast DC. And it runs now through November 21st. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. It sounds like a great show. And we'll try to get our listeners to go on out to it. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.